It's right on the Market Daily Report on February 9, 2025.
Big Spec Fund's net corn position. How important is it?
The Big Spec Funds, aka Managed Money, have bought a very large number of corn futures contracts the past 6 months, and still hold a very large long position, which makes money if price goes up. As a result, everyone was anxious to see Friday afternoon's COT, Commitment of Traders report. The COT reports the number of futures contracts traded in the U.S. markets for the week ending the close of business the previous Tuesday. That includes the number of contracts bought, sold, and currently held by the big specs, commercial traders who are hedgers, index funds, and small traders. There are about 300 big spec funds trading corn according to the report. The long corn position held by the big spec funds is larger than it has been for years. It was assumed they added to their long position this past reporting week, but more importantly, how many contracts did they add? How close are they to the largest long position they have ever held? From a technical analysis standpoint, that is a very important piece of information. Reuters News Ag reporter Karen Braun posted on X on Friday afternoon, paraphrased.
Money managers massive gross long position in CBOT corn futures and options positions, which at 448,000 contracts as of February 4th is record large and dating back to 2006.
Most people, when they read that, including Roger, misunderstood what Karen wrote. The initial thought was the big specs added more than 140,000 contracts to their net position and had a record large net position. That was not the case. Karen also reported.
Money managers increased their net long in CBOT corn futures and options to 364,000 contracts in the week ended February 4th. That is on par with the same weeks in 2021 and 2022, and is fund's most bullish corn view since April 2022.
The key words are gross long position in the first sentence and net long in the second. The COT reports how many long contracts and how many short contracts each of the four trader groups hold. If the number of contracts long is more than the number of contracts short, that trader group is net long. Karen first wrote that the gross long position was a record large. While that may be true and is interesting, it is not very important. What is very important is how large the net position is. Karen correctly stated the net corn position is long 364,000 contracts. The last week in September 2010. The record big spec net long to date was set close to 373,000 contracts. December corn traded to 528 that week. But the first week in November 2010, corn traded to $6.05, with the big specs net long 350,000 contracts. The current record net long was made the 15th of January 2021 at 435,000 contracts. March corn traded to $5.79 on the 4th of February that year. That was after making a low of $3.31 in August 2020, when the big spec funds were net short 200,000 corn contracts. In August 2012, December corn traded to $8.49. The big spec funds net long position that week was just 227,000 contracts. In March 2007, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission separated the big spec and the index funds. We have tracked corn and bean open interest of those two funds ever since. In October 2020, we began recording the commercial traders' open interest position as well. When the net position of any trading group approaches the all-time record large number of contracts, the price trend is highly likely to change just before or just after, because there is not much buying or selling power left. Records were made to be broken, and every decade or so the record large long or short position is expanded, because the number of contracts a trader can hold is expended every few years, and there is more money to invest every year, and the size of the crop grows over the years. The above information confirms the size of the net position of the big spec funds is not the holy grail of picking the top or bottom on the price cycle. To learn more about big spec funds and index funds, check the links.
Tidbits for today.
President Trump has paused the imposition of tariffs on small value packages arriving from China to give federal agencies time to sort out how to process millions of such shipments that have come through the U.S. border every day without paying tariffs. The executive order, dated Wednesday, didn't say when the pause would end, but said it would cease when the Department of Commerce could put in place adequate systems to fully and expediently process and collect tariff revenue. Earlier this week, the U.S. Postal Service had announced it would not accept parcels from mainland China and Hong Kong, only to reverse the decision the next day. President Donald Trump said on Friday he plans to announce reciprocal tariffs on many countries by Monday or Tuesday of next week, a major escalation of his offensive to tear up and reshape global trade relationships in the U.S. favor. Trump did not identify which countries would be hit, but suggested it would be a broad effort that could also help solve U.S. budget problems. He said,
"I'll be announcing that next week reciprocal trade, so that we're treated evenly with other countries. We don't want any more, any less."
Note that the U.S. trade balance was negative $98 billion in December, meaning we buy much more in value than we sell to the world. For the whole 2024, the trade deficit was $918 billion and export-to-import ratio was 3-4. That's it for today. Check the mailings for additional info and the weekly basis report. See you tomorrow, right on the market, out.